live from Canton, North Carolina, the Bears did. On the campus of Pisgah High School, we got first-round girls basketball, the state playoffs. It's against the number 23 overall seed South Rowan and the number 8 Pisgah Black Bears. Hi, folks. I'm Chuck Fieberness alongside my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Hanna. And we got the man of all men, is Timmy Hodges, back at the studio, keeping us on the air. And, Coach, we just be as brief as possible. This is what you play for all season long, is an opportunity to get into the state playoffs. It's a short season, but it's so exciting.
One and done, baby. That's what we look at it now, and you're exactly right. There's not a more exciting time of the year anytime you get around playoffs, whether it be whatever sport. You know, it's that mantra, one and done. You got to win and keep advancing, lose, go home. So this is when it really gets fun.
What we have here is we'll get into this breakdown of this game between South Rowan and the Pisgah Black Bears. By the way, both schools are red and black, so they got a lot of class. They got that red and black motif going. Nickname is the Raiders, and they were fourth in the South Piedmont Conference. We would be remiss in not identifying a problem that occurred in the placement of teams and seating of teams by the selection committee, by the notorious association down in Chapel Hill, to our Pisgah Black Bears. Talked with David Presley about the boys, and they came away very disturbed and angry, but there was nothing they could do about it as the selection committee, because they were late getting it out, no fault of ours. Took the co-champion of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference and seeded them 9 in the playoffs, and then turned around and gave the number 3 seed Tuscola boys an 8 seed and a home game. Strangely as it is, Smoky Mountain also got a home game in the 2A brackets. Kind of disturbing when you look at this. There was no rhyme or reasoning, because it wasn't that they were saying that they should have been seated ahead of North Henderson because they had a much finer and much better overall record. It was the fact that they should have been seated as a conference champion and at least had one home game. So anyhow, that's the way it goes right now, as the Pisgah Black Bears boys are down at Piedmont having to play tonight against Piedmont High School, and a lot of unhappy people here in Canton, North Carolina, with the Athletic Association.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you play games all year to, you know, obviously you want to, I'm not saying schedule, but you want to get games to where you can win, and you want to have games, obviously, that are your conference. And when you win a conference championship, I don't care if it's split by 4 people, you should be rewarded for that in the playoffs, at least one home game, Chuck. And it just blows my mind, too. You know, there's a lot of, you know, question marks. It just really, really, really doesn't make sense. Yeah, I was pretty ticked, too, whenever I found out, as well as everybody else. But, you know, there's the breaks you're throwing. What are you going to do? You can't really complain about it anymore. It's made. We just got to move on and try to win the one that we're supposed to.
Well, the slippery slope that they have created for us is that I, as a Pisgah coach, would not, or an athletic director, I am scheduling St. Mary's of the Blind next year, home and home. I'm scheduling, you know, every powder puff I can to build that overall record, so there's nothing else in question. But, I mean, if that is where you wanting to get as many home games as possible through the playoffs, and this is the way they're going to treat a co-champion of a conference and sending them on the road, and there's no excuse. What they did was, and again, this is from Q Tucker, who has told me that the reason why they don't hold Western North Carolina regionals in Western North Carolina is because it's really unfair. It's a weather issue. It's not fair for the people of the inner cities to travel up the mountain in bad weather and come down the mountain in bad weather. Right. And my response was, but it's okay for the people, the fine folks up in Western North Carolina, to travel down the mountain to go to Greensboro for the regionals and then travel back in that inclement weather, if there ever is inclement weather. And her response was, yes. So you tell me, you know, what is that a touch of racism? What is going on here? But that's just the way it is, and I've been very displeased with the association. I think it's underhanded and it's poorly thought out, and that's the way it goes. But they're down at Piedmont, and enough said. We'll get into this ball game right here.
The thing is it doesn't really have to do with anything as far as, you know, here's the only difference is people in Raleigh have no clue where the mountains are. That's what it boils down to. It has nothing else to do with anything else other than they could care less about the mountains and just how it is. It's how it's always been in this state for everything. So you're right. You just got to move on. They think basically the mountains stop in Charlotte. So, you know, we'll leave it at that and we'll keep going.
Absolutely. In this ball game, South Rowan comes in as a number 23 seed, and they are called the Raiders. They are 4-6 on the road this season. They have a 14-11 overall record. They are 2-1 on a neutral site, but they finished fourth in their conference in the South Piedmont, and they play good basketball down there. Yep. So we expect a tough basketball game, especially for our girls. But, you know, Coach, I just got to say this, is that getting the number 8 overall seed out of 32 teams kind of sits back and makes you think, okay, wait a minute now, is that if this basketball team with all these freshmen have, you know, answered that call on the bell in the limelight with that big win over Smoky Mountain, they're ready for this ball game, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Chuck. I mean, you sit there and to have an 8 seed with basically a senior, 3 sophomores and 3 freshmen that play a lot, I'd take it any day of the week.
Absolutely, and the way they've been playing is outstanding. So, you know, we do want to wish Lainey Woods' cousin, who her 45th birthday is tomorrow, and dadgummit, I forgot her name. You know, I was told her name before, and I forgot her name. But anyhow, it's Lainey Woods' cousin. I promised I'd get that on the air. So if you're listening, 45 years old tomorrow, and maybe Lainey Woods will answer that with 45 points tonight. You never know. Pisgah coming in as the number 8 overall seed, home for this game, 19-5 overall. Their home record's 9-2. They lost to Smoky Mountain and Franklin here on this home court.
Yep.
And the key right now is Brandon Holloway's going for his 198th win as a head coach at Pisgah High School. Hey, if you're wanting to know what happens here, the winner of this game will play the winner of the number 10 seed Culberson and number 26 Statesville game in the second round on Thursday. If Pisgah wins, it will host that Thursday second round game, no matter who it is, Culberson or Statesville. If by chance we can get to the third round, Saturday's third round game, from the pod of 4 teams, we would have to play the winner coming out of that pod would be number 17 Anson County, number 15 North Gaston, number 31 Burns, and number 1 Hickory Ridge, who we lost to last year in the playoffs, knocked us out. When we come back, we'll have the keys to the game and the opening tip of this first round playoff game between South Rowan and the Pisgah girls.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no docker processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, dealers, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in North Carolina. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Black Bears basketball on WPTL Canton.
Basketball is brought to you in part by Hometown Hardware, Ken Wilson Ford, Canton Insurance Services, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Mart Service Center, Champion Credit Union, and by Haywood EMC.
It's time for the Dickey's Barbecue Pit keys to this playoff game because everyone wants barbecue for game day. Order online at dickeys.com. And Coach Hannah, what will be your Dickey's Barbecue Pit key to this girls' first-round playoff game?
Well, you know, Chuck, I think the biggest thing is obviously what we've continued or what we've brought in the last couple of games. We need to continue that into tonight with Maddie Webb being that leader that we, you know, so desperately rely on, and then Laney Woods helping out with that and everybody else's role. But I'm telling you, we've been playing our best basketball late, and we just have to continue to play that way. I mean, that's all it boils down to. I mean, it's playoff time. We should know what we're doing. We should execute. Let's go to work.
So that is Coach Hannah's Dickey's Barbecue Pit keys to the game, and so far you've been spot on all season long, so we're ready to go. I looked over there and saw Coach Hannah, Coach Ham, not on the bench, and I asked you where she was at, and she's out scouting right now.
Yeah, she's in Waxhaw watching the game if we win, the winners that we'll play.
In between.
That's how you
got to
do it.
Yep, and I know you have to do that, but that's like going to, with Coach Ham, that's like going to war into a battle without your right boot on, you know? I mean, you just don't do it, but
yeah,
you got to do it.
We've done that forever. So.
Coach Ham, a master at scouting an opponent, so she's down there watching that game, and they're about ready to go in and announce the opening the players to start for South Rowland. There is a pause right now. Here they go. They get started. So, Coach, again, we just got a few about a minute before we get into the opening tip-off.
Yeah.
What can you take away from that huge win on Thursday against Smoky Mountain?
I think that win Thursday obviously was an emotional one. You saw how excited everyone was, and rightfully so. But I think that just helps carry that confidence into the postseason, Chuck. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, even if we would have lost, it was still, you're playing the championship game. But to have that win, you know that you're getting better, and you know that those first two losses against Smoky was, you know, kind of not, I wouldn't say hoax because they're a very good basketball team, but you know that you're capable of beating high-quality teams, and that does nothing but give you confidence as a team.
South Rowland will start sophomore Janiyah Downs. Riley Coyer, a junior, will start. Brooke Lowry, a junior. Whitney Arnott, a freshman, a tall freshman, will start for the Raiders, and along with their big gun, Tezia Harden, a junior, will start for the Raiders. And for the Black Bears, it will be Mayanna Norris, Laney Woods, Carter Gibson, Emma Sorrells, and Maddie Webb, starting five that we worked with the Smoky Mountain, and really about the last three 3.5 weeks of the season. This is what the way we have worked on the starting five.
Yeah, and you'll see it. You see subs, and it's all. It's not just hey, you go in and get. It's all strategy, Chuck, and you got to know. Obviously, fouls go into consideration, but you got to know, okay, Gurry's going to come in at so many minutes in. Who's she going to get? Usually it's Carter. You know, the next one comes in is usually Carolina. She'll get Maddie, spell Maddie. So it's not just putting them in just to put them in.
Ball up in the air, and Piska wins the opening toss. Norris over. Here's a three ball quickly by Woods. No good. Rebounded and fought for possession is Carter Gibson, and she was run out of bounds. Could not save it. So the ball will turn over to the Raiders here in the early stages. And quickly, they got that ball off to the right wing to Lady Woods, and she just come up a tad short. Downs with the basketball off to the left side to Coyer. Coyer dumps it back down to Downs. Shot up, no good. Nice rebound by Maddie Webb. Here comes the Black Bears. Webb with the ball. Outletted to Woods. Now back, and the ball is stolen by Downs. And here comes the Raiders. Quickly up the court. Shot put up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Up is comes with Soros, and she feeds out to Carter Gibson, and no good as the shot was blocked from behind. And there's a tie up underneath the basket. And it will go to South Rowland, so says the possession arrow. Downs now with the basketball. Lengthy point guard for South Rowland. Girl, interesting to me is the freshman, Whitney Arnott, down there. The shot's put up and no good as Harden gets the rebound and kicks it back out. Now resetting it is Coyer. Coyer now with the ball in between the two circles. Guarded by Laney Woods. Almost stolen. Gets it off to Downs. Downs drives right side. Gets the baseline and goes out of bounds. And she just dribbled it right out of bounds, coach. Looking for some kind of foul and never got it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love this because, you know, you got different teams that don't know anything about each other. Especially the first round, Chuck. It's fun to watch.
Woods drives the right lane and gets fouled in the process. She will go to the line to shoot two. That foul was on Downs. That's her first, team first. Woods at the line. First free throw's up, rolls around and falls. Piska has the first lead in the game, 1-0. 6:44 on the clock.
So far, just watching, it looks like two teams that play a lot of light, Chuck.
Like to run the court. Second free throw in and out. No good. Maddie Webb gets a rebound, gets fouled. There's no foul there. And they're going to get a foul on Harden. And she slapped the arm, and Maddie Webb's looking around at the officials like, where was my foul? I went up for a shot and got clubbed in the head. But Piska will get the basketball back as Soros got the rebound and then got fouled by Harden, her first. Mayanna out on the point, dribbles away from a double team, goes off a Western. No, they're going to say it was off West South Rowland, and so it's Piska's ball. The official underneath the basket was looking for help and got it from the referee out there on top.
She's good, man.
Underneath goes three ball coming by Woods. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Maddie Webb gets it. Goes up, puts up a shot. Good! Baseline turnaround jumper with three Raiders hanging on it.
They're letting us play. That's a good thing.
3-0 Piska here in the early stages. What a shot by Maddie Webb. More impressive is the number of defenders trying to stop her. Ball on the top, now over to the right wing to Coyer. Coyer gives it back to Harden. Harden at top, then left wing. Goes over to the left wing, and that's Lowry with the basketball. Dumps it down to Downs. Downs puts up a shot, and again, misses it, and the ball was last touched by Arnott, so Piska would get the basketball. Right now, the struggles of South Rowland to find the hoop. Piska may be able to take advantage of it. And they're going to get a foul on Downs, and that looks like that's going to be her second one. And she tried to get in there to steal the ball, and she fouled Carter Gibson. Downs now with two fouls. Will they go to the bench? No, they're going to keep her out there. Inbounding it, they give it off to Mayanna. The Pixie has it. Gives it off to Carter Gibson, back to Mayanna Norris. out on top to Soros. Soros gives it to Laney Woods. Woods drives baseline, can't make the shot. Rebounded by Downs. Here come the Raiders. Downs dribbling up the center of the court, pushes it off to the right side. Dumps it down, and there's a nice steal by Laney Woods, and they're going to get a foul underneath as Laney stole it right as she was trying to make the shot. And she got fouled right after it. That foul is going to go on the freshman, Whitley Arnott. Her first, 14 foul. Full court pressure broken now by Pisgah. They're out to and underneath to Maddie Webb. Webb goes up, puts up a shot, no good. Carter Gibson goes up, and they got a whistle up underneath. And right away, South Rowan is getting in foul trouble.
Yeah.
As it, they let it go on Maddie Webb, but they could not let it go on Carter Gibson, who got fouled. She's at the line to shoot two. First one up and good. Lead now at 4-0. 5:22, and there's a timeout on the court. We'll take one ourselves at Canton Insurance Services. Timeout for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. 4-0, Pisgah.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great-grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Welcome back to the Bears Den as Carter Gibson's back at the line after that brief timeout by South Rowland. She's got one more free throw, shot up and good, knocks it down, hit it all net. 5-0 Pisgah as they start here. There comes that trapping defense. No, it looks like they're going to play man-to-man.
Carter's just guarding four wherever she goes.
Arnott with the basketball on the top. Dumps it down in the corner to Downs. Downs with two fouls. No point. Puts up a jumper. 16-footer and good. Finally, they make a shot, and Downs is the girl to do it. It's 5-2. Pisgah with the lead. Trying to apply pressure on Nayanna Norris. Norris now gets called for traveling, and she got mixed up in the a double team as they're trying to double team Nayanna Norris.
Nice play, Chuck.
Yep.
I love it.
South Rowland with the basketball now. 4:53 and rolling here in the first quarter. Pisgah with the lead, though. 5-2. Drive by Downs. Shot put up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And then the referee says that it was South Rowland's ball. Oh. Poyer underneath will inbound it, and they're going to whistle her, and they're going to have a whistle called, and it looks like it's going to be a foul on Nayanna Norris.
They caught on Emma.
Emma Soros got a call for the first foul. Ball inbounded to Harden on top. She drives inside the lane, kicks it back out to Arnott. Arnott puts up a three, no good. Rebounded by Carter Gibson. Outlet to Mayanna. Dumped down underneath to Emma Soros. Shot off the glass, no good. Battle for the basketball. And it's bodies on the court, and they're going to get a jump ball, and they're going to give it to Pisgah. As it was Laney Woods and Downs battling for the ball, and you got to give the Raiders also with the Black Bears are not afraid, even though they're in foul trouble right now. Very the physical. Inbound pass is stolen away by Harden. Puts up a shot, no good. Coyer gets a rebound, blocked by Carter Gibson. Ball poked out of bounds by Harden. Very handsy defense, and so diving on the court, not afraid to pick up another foul. Downs already has three. She is their leading scorer in this ball game. I mean, on the season. Inbound underneath to Carter Gibson. Gibson drives right side. Goes up, puts up a shot, and it's blocked. Goes up again. Again, a shot is missed. Here come the Black Bears, or the Raiders, excuse me. Got the rebound. It's Downs with the basketball. Gibson missed twice underneath the basket. A lot of body contact. Got to get used to that. Drive is hard. She puts one off the glass. No good. Emma Soros comes up with the rebound. Gives it off to the Pixie Norris. Here comes the Black Bears. Right side to Carter Gibson. And then it gives to Emma right at the free throw line. The jumper, and it's good.
Great.
Soros.
I'll move it, Chuck.
Nails it from the free throw line, and it's 7-2 Pisgah. Downs with the basketball behind the back dribble. Puts up a three, and it's all net. 7-5. Pisgah. Drive on the right side, Laney Woods. Off the glass and good. Went right by Downs, who opted not to challenge her and play defense because she had two fouls.
Yeah, you got Downs with two fouls and Arnett with one. They're not going to try to foul right here as aggressive as defense as they're playing.
9-5 Pisgah. Downs now with the basketball. Puts up another three high off the glass. Didn't hit anything. The ball's going out of bounds, and they're going to say... And it's saying that it was last touched by South Ardell, as it was Laney, or was that Emma, that just knocked her out of bounds in the fight.
Laney, I think.
Substitutions coming in. The enforcer, the equalizer, Caroline Paris, is coming in, along with the three-point sharpshooter, Gertie Creason.
Yeah, good call to put Gertie in right here. We're getting a little zone action, and see if she sets up and see what happens.
Mayanna now dribbling in between the two circles at the top of the key. Right side to Caroline Paris, gives it off to Gertie Creason, gives it off to Mayanna. Looks like she gets a double team, but gets it back out to Caroline Paris. Casually gets it off to the right side to Gertie Creason. Creason long cross court pass to Mayanna North. Working around, tiring them out. Trying to find an open defender. Ball dumped underneath the blocks, and it was last touch, stolen away by Arnott, but she lost the handle. And so it will be Pisgah's ball to inbound underneath the left side of their own basket. Woods now will do the duties. Right side to come out of man to get it off to Mayanna Norris. Now it is Gertie. Three ball coming. Off the back of the rim. Almost nailed it. Webb gets the rebound. Out beyond the arc. Drives into the lane. Kicks it off to Gertie. Three ball coming. Just a little short. Keep shooting, Gertie. That'll fall for you, girl. Rebound by South Rowan, and here come the Raiders with the basketball. Pisgah leading 9-5. 2:12 left here in the first quarter. Drive right side, stolen away by Mayanna North. The Pixies got a little thief in her right there. That drive on the baseline, she was cut right in front of the pass. Gets it out to Caroline Paris, dumped underneath to Maddie Webb. Shot put up. And then, see, that is just complete atrocity of officiating if they knocked down Maddie Webb and did not even call a foul. You got to be kidding me. And on the fast break, they scored. It's 9-7. Now they're going to get a foul called. And I'll tell you what, as Coach Holloway is getting upset right now, is Maddie Webb is literally getting a lot of pushing on the body. She got knocked on the turnaround jumper, knocked to the floor.
Well, it's six. They've already called six that fouls to one, Chuck, so a lot of times officials are going to try to keep it evened up on the nut foul count, so that's what we're seeing.
Drive left side, Sheehan loses the basketball. Given up to South Rowan, now has the basketball, and Downs has it. Drives into the lane and kicks it back out. Here comes a shot by McCleary. No good. Rebounded Downs, swats it away. Sheehan with the basketball. Sheehan guarding Downs. Gets it off to the right side now, and that's Coyer with the basketball. Drives, spin, dribble, drives to the lane, and they're going to call a whistle.
No, but
watch for him momentarily, because Coach Holloway, look, Maddie Webb working it. She says, turn around. I get knocked to the floor, and you call a touch, a body standing right there. Come on, man.
Both, and they're taking that away from us right now, so good move by them.
Raiders with the basketball in the lead, 11-9, kicks it out to Coyer on the right side, and then they dump it off to McCleary in the right hole. Now it's Downs with it, and she dribbles back out of trouble. Right wing, pushes off, puts up a three ball. Boxing out, ball goes up over the rim, and no good. Let's see what the second quarter brings us in the officiating. You're right, Jake. It was 5-0 before they called the first foul on Pisgah.
Right.
Then they just
they
could not call a foul on South Rowan. Ball is thrown out of bounds by Mayanna North. South Rowan with the basketball after the turnover by Norris. 7 minutes to go exactly here in the second quarter. Raiders with the lead, 11-9. Right side dribble, off the wing. Coyer with the three ball. High off the glass, rebounded, battle for it. Maddie Webb comes up with it. Here comes the Black Bears. Norris now with the basketball. Up on top. Gets it off right wing to Carter Gibson. Gibson now gives it off to Laney Woods. Now they're going to get a foul. Bless you. a foul on South Rowan. And that puts the Black Bears to the line, shooting a 1-1.
This is where we really need to take advantage. You say it all the time. This
absolutely. Get more shots at the free throw line than you do at one person than you do in a game normally. You got to make them. When they're called free, you got to make sure that you capitalize on the word free. Make them points. Woods makes the first one. We'll have a back end of that 1-1. 11-10 now. South Rowan with the basketball. Second free throw up and good. Game at 11, 6:38 to go here in the ball game. Over left side for South Rowan is Coyer. Coyer, a fine player, gets it back out to Carlton. Carlton gives it off to Downs. High ball screen for Downs as they're trying to get her loose. Drives right side, puts up a shot, no good. Now South Rowan's complaining, and from behind they try to trap the Pixie, but she dribbles out of trouble. Right side to Laney Wood, baseline jumper over the rim, no good. Maddie Webb goes up, puts up a shot, no good. And then there's Laney Woods going up for.
Yeah.
I don't get this. Laney went up and got fouled. No foul. So anyhow, South Rowan will get the basketball as they called the 14 foul on Piskun. That was on Laney Woods. That's her first personal foul. Right side Downs gives it off to Carlton. Carlton makes a three ball, and it's now 14-11. I believe this officiating in the first quarter has gotten in the heads of Piskun right now. They're trying to draw the fouls, and they can't get up and get it. Ball off the thing, rebounded by Carter Gibson, and the ball possession arrow favors the Raiders. So they'll get the ball back and have the three-point lead. Downs now with the basketball. Raiders, now she stops the dribble, gets it off left side to Carlton. Carlton dribbles way back up to the top. Gets it off to the right side to Coyer. Coyer now spins, drives right side. And they're going to get a blocking foul. Unbelievable.
Coach Hell is asking what they need to do to get a charge.
Standing there with her feet.
Good D by Carter.
Shot put up by Downs and good. Absolutely horrible. 16-11 as they make the inbound pass. And now they lead 16-11, 4:59 left. Here's a three ball by Woods. Off the rim, no good. Carter goes in, puts up a shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. And they're just going to have to go in and take their shots. They're trying to draw the foul, but they're taking the shots. It's just they're going, anticipating getting fouled.
They need to attack. They're trying to avoid the shot getting blocked right now, Chuck. And with South Rowan in foul trouble, we need to really, really attack them aggressively.
Missed shot. Woods gets the rebound. Puts up a shot. No good. Laney Woods goes up, and thank God there's a foul.
Like that.
Woods gets called for a foul. I'm telling you what, South Rowan's upset with the officiating as well as the Piskun fans. They're horrible.
Yeah, that was a charge. But I'll take it.
Laney makes the first free throw. It's 16-12.
I always say, Chuck, consistency. So we're getting the consistency, aren't we? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Bad.
Arnett right there that's her third foul.
So Arnett goes out of the game with three fouls. Freshman starter, Woods puts up a shot and good, and it's 16-13.
30 seconds.
4:59, and there's left to go, and there's a timeout right now. And so we'll take a timeout for a financial checkup with Rob Gebgen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Welcome back to the Bears' den. South Rowan with the basketball down. So she gets it stolen. Carter Gibson steals it, and then Lainey Woods comes up and picks it up. And the ball is stolen from behind. And then they're going to say, she's going to say it was this way. They corrected themselves, and boy, they were about ready to go nuts here in the Bears' den, because these officials are having a hard time making the right call.
Having a hard time keeping it. This game is so fast, Chuck. I'm telling you, it's fast.
And then a five-second violation as Carter could not get it in.
This is the fastest I've seen us play all year as far as action.
16-13, South Rowland now gets the basketball back. Dumped underneath to Harden. Harden puts up a shot and good. 18-13, lead pushed back to five. Piskin now with the basketball. Lainey Woods, and she gets tripped. Thank you. Praise the Lord. She got tripped on the drive to the basket, and the official is yet to call something against Piskin or against South Rowland, just called it. Maybe that's a sign. So that'll send Lainey Woods to the free throw line to shoot. One and one.
Starter with three fouls for South Rowland.
Harden goes out with three. Shot up, good by Lainey Woods. 18-14. Piskin trailing now by four. Clock stopped at 3:59. Up, no good. Rebounded by Downs in South Rowland. Gets the ball after Woods made one of two from the free throw line. Next foul will put Piskin a double bonus. 19 fouls on the Raiders. Drive by Downs and puts up a shot. Good off the glass. 20-14. Mayanna North with the basketball gets it out to Carter Gibson. Over the right side, three ball by Lainey Woods. Good! Lainey Woods threw up a three-point dagger from the right wing, and it's 20-17. 3:24 left to go here in the second quarter. Downs with the basketball. Bounce pass down underneath. Now they kick it back and they get traveling called on Carlton. And so the Raiders have turned the ball over to Piskin with 3:14 left to go. And coming in is Gertie Creason. Out goes Lainey Woods. Soros now. Inbounds it to Mayanna North. Piskin down by three. 3:10 to go. They get out on Gertie Creason. Dribbles the ball back up. Carter Gibson over to Emma Soros. Now Mayanna has it and dribbles out of trouble from the corner and gets it back up on top. Gertie trying to figure out where to go with it. Gets it right side to Carter Gibson. Bounce pass over to Maddie Webb, and then it was last kicked out, poked away from Maddie Webb. As they were double-teaming right away, Maddie.
Yeah, you know, that's just going to happen.
Maddie goes up, and then they finally get a foul called on Maddie, as Maddie went up, and she threw the ball down in frustration as it was finally. She got called for the foul. Got called while in the act of shooting, so she'll get two free throws at the line. That foul was on Coyer, her first. Makes the first one. 20-18. Clock stopped at 2:51 here in the second quarter. Piskin trails by two. Shot up, good. Piskin is proficient right now from the free throw line. 20-19, 2:49. Boy, if we can come out of this with a lead at halftime, and we might spark this in the second quarter. Downs now behind the back dribble, guarded by Carter Gibson. Crossover dribble, puts up a shot. Off the glass, no good. Last touch by South Rowland. And so now Piskin will get the basketball back. Down by one, 20-19, with 2:34 left to go. Suddenly the bench may be the Achilles heel of South Rowland as they got two starters on it with three fouls. Downs with two. Drive by Carter Gibson. Gets it off to Soros. Long cross-court pass over Saved by Downs. Picked up by Mayanna North. North dribbles out of trouble. Dumps it down underneath to Carter Gibson. It was poked away from behind.
I tell you, Downs is going to be a heck of a... She already is a heck of a basketball player to be a sophomore. She's pretty good.
Rebound coming by Coyer. Off the rim, no good. Mayanna gets the rebound. She was down there in the land of giants. Gets it off to Carter Gibson. Comes up with a shot off the front of the rim. Downs gets the rebound. Back up the court come the Raiders. Drives in, puts up a shot, and they're going to get a charging foul on Downs. Thank you.
That's her third.
That's her third personal foul with 1:48 left to go. And I'm going to tell you how bad the officiating is. That was a flop on Emma Soros, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
So great acting job by Emma Soros. And now they feel so bad they were so horrible that they finally get the charging foul called on Downs, and that's her third. She's still in the game. And the ball is stolen away on a bad pass by Soros. And then there's a foul on Lainey Woods. And Woods, yeah, you fouled her, girl. Lainey stopped.
Feet got tangled. Yeah. Feet got tangled up.
That'll be Lainey's second personal foul. So at the free throw line is Coyer. Coyer makes the first one. Piska's in double bonus. South Groen is not in a bonus situation because only 16 fouls on Piska. Shot up, good. Coyer is a fine free throw shooter for South Groen.
I tell you.
So it's 22-19. Coyer pushes the lead for the Raiders up to three. 22-19, 1:32. Here come the Black Bears. North with it. Crossover dribble left side to Sheehan. Sheehan has the ball poked away. Got to take care of it, girl. Gets it down in the corner to Emma Searles. Out on top, Gertie Creason. Here's Mayanna Norris. Gets it back out to Gertie. Gertie thought about taking a three. Kicks it out to Emma. Emma's shot, no good. Caroline Paris battling for the rebound. Kicks it up, and then there's a ball, and it's stolen away by Caroline Paris. Drives in and puts up a shot. No good, no foul. No good, no foul, and then they jumped on the ball. South Rowan did, and they got called for traveling. And if you're watching Coach Hanna, he's crunched over in a fetal position trying to compose himself. I don't believe this. I can't understand it. Sheehan with the baseline jumper, no good. Here comes the Raiders with the basketball and 54 seconds to go. Unbelievable. Unbelievable officiating in this ball game. And now they're going to get a foul, a touch foul on Caroline Paris. I cannot believe that. You got to draw blood at one end, and then she touches. I swear, I don't know what to say about this.
Hey, we got some scores. Halftime, Jesse Carson, girls 23, Tuscola girls 20. Halftime, West Rowan boys 37, Tuscola 31.
At the line is Coyer. First free throw's good. This may be the worst officiating crew I've ever seen. All you ask for is consistency out of these officials, and we're getting it consistently bad. Shot up and good, and it's now 24-19. Mayanna Norris kicks it out left side to Lainey Wood. Drives in, puts up a shot, and they get a foul call. Thank you. Lainey now will go to the line to shoot two. 24-19, 35.8 seconds to go. I don't know. First free throw, in and out, no good. Piska down by five. Second free throw coming, good. Makes it 24-20. Substitutions coming in. Lainey Woods out. Christiana Sheehan in.
Defense, just a little defense substitution right there. Trying to get a ticky-tack foul here towards the end.
Downs walking the ball up the court. Tries to avoid the trap, does. Gets trapped in there, and it's stolen away and then picked up. And then dumped underneath, and wide open is, oh my, Coyer. Coyer makes the shot. Check that. That was Lowry. Wide open. We lost track of her. It's 26-20 now. Piska trying to get the ball over. Bounce pass, left side. Drives baseline, dumped underneath the Matty Webb. Turnaround jumper, no good. Downs going to throw a long pass, and the shot was no good. So we'll go to halftime with South Rowland ahead 26-20.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great-grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
It's Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Welcome back to the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show. We've had to take a breather, working up a lather of sweat right now. I'm telling you, Coach, we don't have a lot to explain right now. This halftime show is brought to you by Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Hometown Hardware has all your winter supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. Coach, we're down 26-20.
Yep.
I'm going to give you some stats.
Throw them out here.
We're shooting the worst that we shot all season long for a half. 4-for-30 from the floor. A lot of these shots are being, you know, they're fouls, and we're getting the rebounds and getting fouled multiple times underneath there, and there's no free throws.
Right.
I mean, no foul call. We're 4-for-30 from the floor. That's 13%. We're 1-for-9 for the three-point line. We're shooting from the free throw line 11-for-14. We should have been there many more times.
Right.
And we have out-rebounded South Rowan 18-16. Yet, with those stats, we're only down 26-20. I mean, what do you tell your
starters,
girls at halftime?
And you've got three of their starters with three fouls.
So. Yeah, in foul trouble. So where do we go from here?
I think the biggest thing, Chuck, is South Rowan is able to play at a pace that we like to play with. And usually when, you know, I don't know. They're very athletic, let's just put it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So with us, with the game getting called, how it's getting called or whatever, it hasn't, I mean, we're getting beat. It's plain and simple. We just got to figure out, you know, how to make those shots. Maybe we don't need to fade away from contact. We need to, or avoid contact. We need to go straight into contact so we can make the ref call the foul. You always try to find a way to exploit whatever's happening. Maddie's working her tail off, and they're just so athletic. Like, I mean, we'll swing the ball, and Maddie's wanting to swing it. And it's great. I love her leadership out there. And right when it swung, boom, you got another one double Maddie before we can give the entry pass into her. So there, West Rowan is doing a phenomenal job on defense. I'm telling you, this zone there, we haven't seen a zone like it. It's a 2-3, but their top two guards are very athletic, and they're pushing the ball on us, and they're making our guards pick it up, get rid of it, and then they're able to recover. And I'm telling you, they're recovering to that next pass and trapping it. So, I mean, it's a very hectic and difficult press or zone. Now, on the other end, you know, we've given up 26 points, and to me, that's not a lot of points. We just gotta keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully the chip's going to fall. I mean, it's not like it's – it's been bad. I mean, we just haven't knocked down shots is the biggest thing. And remember, we talked about it's happened a couple of times this year, us not being able to score a lot of shots. And it was against teams, if you remember, that were running what? Do you remember what they were running? A 2-3 zone, yep. What we're getting in that. So, Maddie, obviously, X factor, Laney, X factors, but they're able to do what they're able to do when they can double down on Maddie. We can't get the ball to her. That takes away the biggest cog in our offense, and that just is what it is. We've got to figure out ways to, you know, get the ball to her, or other people can step up, make shots, and let's go to work.
Laney Woods has 12 points. Emma Sorrells has 2. Carter Gibson has 2. And Maddie Webb has 4. Has been fouled 8 times and yet has got called 1 time or 2 times, excuse me. Yep. So that's just the way that is. That's the way it rolls for us. When we come back, we'll have more of the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show from the Bears Den here in Canton, North Carolina.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping of their big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good news for anyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is at your service. May Motors is on the Asheville Highway, east of Canton, just out from the hotspot. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models and years, including classics and muscle cars. Stop at May Motors on the Asheville Highway in East Canton, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler. To the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Good basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Burger King, Canton Insurance Service, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, May Motors, Haywood EMC, and by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services.
Well, welcome back to the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show here from the Bears Den. Piskun Trails 26-20. And, Coach, we just got to figure a way, you know, how to overcome this. I know that that period of about, you know, early first quarter when they picked up 5 quick fouls and all the way through the rest of the first quarter, and then all, probably about 3-4 minutes into the second quarter, I mean, we couldn't get a foul, and we were getting hacked, pulled down, knocked down. I mean, it was a bloodbath out there, and they just weren't calling the officials.
Well, what's happened, Chuck, and it's both it's gotten out of hand both sides. It honestly has, to be honest with you. Now when you start calling every little touchy ticky-tack, then you're not going to have a game because everybody's going to be on the bench for fouls. So you got to kind of, you know, you got to figure out how to set that back up. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, some quick maybe touch fouls be caught out here just because of how it's been. Our boys right now over in Piedmont are down 12-6. With 2 minutes left in the first quarter, so it's our boys 12-6.
All right, when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off of the second quarter, or the second half, excuse me, from the Bears Den. It's 26-20, West South Rowland.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured. insured by NCUA.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Back to Biscuit Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Welcome back to the Bears Den as they got a quick start on the second half on us. Biscuit had the ball, turned it over, and then on the coming back, and they're going to get a foul, a traveling call on Matty Webb. Biscuit right now is just not used to the physical nature, and you know, as this physical of a game, and they're anticipating getting fouled, and South Rowan right now is figuring that they've got to lay back a little bit, keep the stars in there.
Yeah, you got the three starters that are up. I'll have three fouls right now, so South Rowan's going to play kind of soft right here.
Downs made on the after the turnover, the first turnover, and now that ball is turned over, and they're going to call a foul on Mayhem. Okay, so anyhow, Downs made the basket and gave South Rowland a 28-20 lead. That's where we're at right now. They just called a foul on Mayanna. It's a little tap push, so they're going to try and get a shot in on the inbound pass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Harden gets it. Battle for it, and Carter Gibson comes up with it and gives it up to Laney Woods. Woods now with the basketball. Dumps it down and throws it away. Biscuit right now is just discombobulating out there on the court. Very aggressive defense out of South Rowland. They're willing to give up the fouls because they're taking Piskin right out of the game and down underneath, and they're going to get a... Oh, my God. They just called a foul on Mayanna. It's going to continue on, folks. Three ball put up. Downs gets the rebound. Shot up, and they're going to call another foul on Matty Webb. So now Downs will go to the line to shoot two with an 8-point lead. First free throw's no good. Don't know what to say, folks. Second free throw is good. Here comes Piskin, down by 9 now. Got to work themselves back in to this ball game. Down in the corner, thrown away by Mayanna Norris. And there's a timeout. Boy, Coach Holloway is furious. He's going to call a timeout. We'll take a Canton Insurance Services timeout for a review of his personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxter and a friendly staff. 29-20, South Rowland.
The Biscuit Nation supports its Bears. In the same way Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Family owned and operated in Central Haywood County, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provide full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde. Pleased to support the Biscuit Black Bears. Black Bears basketball on WPTL Canton.
South Rowan with the basketball after the third turnover this half. Shot put up by Downs and good. Biscuit just standing there afraid to take the charge now. Don't blame him. 31-20. Lead pushed to 11.
We got a score update from Piedmont, Chuck. At the end of the first, it's 20-12 Piedmont on our boys.
Matty Webb puts up a shot and a fadeaway. No good.
Yep.
They're going to get a foul.
Yep.
And they're going to get a technical foul on. They got a technical foul, a flagrant technical foul on Matty Webb.
She slung it. That's what happens when you're getting beat on all game, and you know you're frustrated, and you know they're not calling anything, and it's a lot to do with how they've let this game get so physical and out of control.
Downs will go to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one of the technicals. Second makes the second one. That pushes the lead to 12, 32 to 20. 4-0. Team fouls. Horrible officiating in this ball game. Can't help it. Got to play against them. Just officiating is atrocious out there. 32-20 South with the Rowan with the basketball. Downs dribbles left side. Gives it off. Maddie Webb up on Arnott. Gives the ball over. High ball screen. Official, boy, I tell you what, I'm just frustrated right now of all time to the ball thrown out of way. And they do. They give us the ball. Good call. Nice call by the officiating. 32-20. Piskin now with the basketball. Up on top. Carter Gibson with the basketball. Dumps it down to Laney Woods. Woods, turnaround jumper and good. 32-22. The lead's now South Rowan at 10. 4:57. Ball's poked away. Battle for it on the ground. Jump ball, and it goes back to South Rowan. Nice job by Laney Woods poking it away from Downs. And then Emma Sorrells jumped on it on the floor, and it got tied up.
From that timeout Coach Holloway had, he was very aggressive with talking to the girls, and you can tell that carrying over right now.
And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by South Rowan.
Holt came out, so to speak, right?
Yep. 32-22. Gibson with the basketball in between the two circles. Man to man. Coverage gets it down and ball coming up, and they're gonna get a whistle. Is a foul, is a shot good? On the shot, and they're gonna count the three-pointer by Mayanna Norris. And there was a whistle underneath.
And here's the issue, Chuck. Arnett and Maddie have been doing this the whole, I'm talking getting very physical with each other the whole game, and we're starting to see it all transpire right now.
Battle for the basketball, and there's a jump ball on the inbound. So they counted the basket. That was 32-25. That is a three-pointer by Mayanna. They inbound it and then missed the shot and battle for it. And just battle for it. And then there's Laney Woods with the shot up, and she gets fouled. Maybe they're starting to realize they just are allowing too much out there, because this time Arnett goes out with her fifth personal foul. Arnett got called for two back-to-back fouls now. And up to the line goes Laney Woods. First one in and out.
And that goes back whenever that happened with her, that scrum with her and Maddie. Chuck, they've been doing it the whole game, and the refs have yet to do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of put that blame. You can't let two 15, 18-year-olds have a will at each other.
Makes the second one. It's 32-26. Deficit for Piska is now 6 points.
That's huge for us.
32-26, 4:12 and rolling. Downs with the basketball, guarded by Laney Woods. Drives right side, puts up a dump underneath to Harden. Harden gets it back out to Lowry. Lowry dribbles, loses it, but regains the ball. Gives it to Downs, who drives in, puts up the shot from the free throw line. Rebounded by Emma Sorrells, gives it to Laney. They got the number. Laney spins, puts up a shot, no good. And they're going to get a foul on Coyer. And Coyer can't believe she got called for the foul. Laney Woods is going to go to the free throw line, and I tell you, South Rowan's coach is sitting there going, we come all this way for this officiant. Folks, I'm telling you, it's bad both ways.
It's horrible.
But we're not broadcasting for South Rowan. We love our Piska Black Bears.
That's right.
Laney makes the first one. We're just seeing it one-sided right now. There's some bad calls happening against South Rowan. This is how bad it is. 32-27 now. Second free throw. 38 is good. It's 32-28 now. Pisgah down by four. 3:44. Who would have thunk this? This getting back in the game when we're down at 12 just 2 minutes ago. And there's a foul, and they're going to get a basket good by Downs. Oh, a charge! They call the charge, and Downs has got a smirk towards the official. 32-28, and Downs just picked up her fourth personal foul. And South Rowan fans are up in arms. Gives it out to Carter Gibson now. Pisgah with the basketball. Dumps it down, and Carter Gibson throws it away. Now South Rowan, the Raiders, will get the basketball, and they have the lead, 32-28. And the girl with the basketball, Downs, her hot shooter's got four fouls. We still got 11 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this game. 3:17 now in the third quarter. They try to get Downs. Trap. Here's a shot by Coyer. Three ball off the rim. No good. Battle for it. And they're going to get a jump ball. And then South Rowan will get the basketball. Emma Soros and Brooke Lowry got tangled up on the rebound fighting for it. And they call the jump. Pisgah down by four now. 3:07 to go. 32-28. Dumped underneath to Harden. Harden puts up a shot and it's blocked by Manny Webb. Giving out to Gertie Creason, who just came into the game. Creason gives it back out to Mianna North. Left side of Woods. Three ball coming. Good! Lady Woods with a three-point dagger! 32-31 now. And there is a timeout called by South Rowan. Yep. Pisgah is back into this ball game. Let's take a timeout for a financial checkup with Rob Gebgen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. 32-31, South Rowan.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Black Bears basketball on WPTL Canton.
South Rowan with the basketball coming out of the timeout that they called. Downs with four fouls with the basketball. Puts up a three and misses badly. Battle for the basketball comes up with it is Coyer. Raiders retain it. Downs put up a three and could not even come close to the rim, and they're going to get Gertie Creason on the push. She did. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If they call it right, I mean, it's obvious. Gertie pushed on her hip. She got called for the foul. But when they're bad, you got to call it like you see it. Shot put up from the baseline by Coyer. No good. Harden gets a rebound, kicks it out to Downs. That girl can shoot from out there, and she's a fine player, but she's playing with four fouls. Goes in, puts up a shot high off the glass. No good. Goes over the top. Went right over top of Caroline Parrish and then backed off. Didn't want to pick up her fifth foul on a cheap one. Drive baseline. Emma Soro. Lainey Wood. And good! Lainey Wood just made a basket off the glass. Kissed it sweetly off the glass and got fouled in the process. Oh, Lainey Wood, you darling of a player. It's Pisgah 33. South Rowan 32. And Lainey has one more free throw coming up.
And Piedmont, score from Piedmont, 26-20 with 3 minutes to go. Piedmont's ahead of us, 26-20 with boys game. Making a comeback. 3 minutes to go in the first half.
Okay,
first half. Sorry.
Oh, man, that's a low-scoring game. Lainey Woods drove the baseline and went up and got fouled as she was going up. And the ball was down on her hip, and she forced it up. And then she kissed it sweetly in that box off the glass. Free throw's good. Pisgah now has the lead by two, 34-32. 2:06 to go, and the Raiders are facing foul trouble everywhere.
South Rowan's coach is gutsy having Downs in the game with four fouls right now. There's still a whole quarter of game left to play.
2 minutes to go now. Downs with the basketball in the corner. Lainey guarding her. Now in the corner. Coyer puts up a three ball. In and out, no good. Nice rebound by Caroline Pierce. She gets it out to Maddie Webb. Webb breaks in, and there's a foul as she goes in. Coyer draws the foul.
Nice.
And Coach Holloway's working for an intentional foul, which would have been a flagrant foul. They knocked her to the floor, but I wouldn't expect the right call in this situation. Maddie has two free throws, missed the first one. 34-32 Piskun. 1:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Shot up. Missed the second one. Nice rebound by Lainey Wood. Battles for the rebound. Puts up a shot. Battle ball on the court. And South Rowan comes up with it. Harden now with it. Spinning move. Comes across. Puts up a shot. Block. No foul. Oh, my gosh. That girl got hacked. We won't call it. See, that's what I'm talking about, folks. We just said when they miss something on either team, this is bad. Coyer drives, and then this time she did get fouled. So now Coyer will go to the line to shoot two. Poor Miss Harden, who was spinning around and made a great move with the ball on her dribble drive, and then put up a shot and got hacked. First free throw by Coyer, rolls around and falls in. 34-33 now. Piskun still with the lead. Coyer, I don't think, has missed in any of her free throw attempts today. Has one more and a chance to tie the game. Puts up the shot. Good. Ties it up at 34. 1:18 left. There's a timeout on the court called by South Rowan. We're going to take one ourselves at Canton Insurance Services timeout for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. All tied up at 34.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Pisgah Basketball is brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, May Motors, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, and by Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center.
What a comeback effort, down by 12 in this very third quarter, and they just fought and scrapped their way back, took a lead of 34-32, and now it's all tied up at 34. Let's close the deal here for this final, 1:16 and rolling here in the third quarter. Mayanna now with the basketball, gives it off to Christiana Sheehan. Sheehan tries to dump it down, and the ball is thrown away. And then over into the corner, Mayanna puts up a jumper. No good. Maddie Webb gets a rebound. Puts up a shot. Good! Nice putback by Maddie Webb. Piskun leads 36-34. Coyer now with the basketball. Crossover dribble almost poked away by Norris. Drive now gives it off to McCleary. McCleary's shot is blocked. And the South Rowan crowd is up in arms right now. Down still in the game with four personal fouls and 37 seconds to go here in the third. Three ball, no good. Nice rebound by Caroline Barrett. Gives it out to the Pixie. Long pass to Maddie Webb. Webb spins, backs herself in, puts up a shot off the glass and good. Piskun leads 38-34. Nice job to Pixie. Eyes in the back of her head. Three ball coming up by Downs. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Christiana Sheehan. She dribbles out of trouble, and they're going to say that she... Oh, my God. She got knocked away, almost knocked off her feet, and the ball went off her hand, and they didn't call a foul. Unbelievable. Down into Downs, she puts up a shot and good. 38-36. The Pixie now with the basketball. 6 seconds. Over. Christiana over. Dribbles in, kicks it out to Christiana Sheehan. Sheehan puts up a three ball, no good. So we'll go to the fourth quarter. Piskun leads 38-36.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
It's Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Got a little update. Halftime with the boys game in Piedmont. Piedmont 32, Pisgah 28 at halftime.
Oh, they came back. Yep. That's good.
Warming up.
So the Piedmont Pisgah boys are locked in a tussle down there. And Piedmont leads 32 to 28. Now the Black Bears are down by four in their first round game, which should be here. Won't get into that again.
Yeah.
Pisgah with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Mianna Norris with the basketball. Ball dumped over to Laney Wood. Pushed down to Maddie Webb. Spins. Shot up. Off the glass and good. Maddie Webb is finding her spot. Kissed it off the glass. It rolled in and it's 40 to 36 Pisgah. Down on to Downs. Downs trying to get away and they're going to get a foul on Laney Woods.
Yep.
Laney scraped the arms of Downs from behind and it was a good call by the official. So that will send Downs to the free throw line to shoot one and one. Now, she struggles from this line, so
yeah,
get ready for the front end.
She has such a sweet...
She's like that tarot girl down at Franklin.
That's right.
First free throw, no good. Rebounded by Maddie Webb, and they're going to get a foul called, and Maddie Webb's going to go to the line. They went over top. Poyer now gets called for a foul. That is her fourth foul.
Take
and that girl, Maddie. You take her out and Downs goes, this ball game's over with.
Yeah.
I'm serious. They leave the ball in Harden's hand and they haven't got it to her. And Poyer just could not back off. So Maddie will go to the line to shoot a one and one. Shot up, good. Front end falls and it's 41 to 36. Why is it that a shooter like that,
That's that way as well, you're right.
Maddie with one more. Both teams with 17 fouls. Shot up good. Makes both of them. 42-36. Pisgah now with the lead of six. 7:34 and rolling here in the final quarter. Downs over to the left side to Corey. Corey crossover dribble. Ball stolen away by Carter Gibson. You thief. Go in there, girl. Oh, it has it poked away from behind. Didn't see it. And then the long pass to Corey. Shot is missed. And Emma Soros comes in there and gets the rebound. Here comes Pisgah. Baseline drive by Laney Woods. The girl! Oh, this girl is fabulous out there. 44 to 36. Laney Woods. Drive left side by McCleary. McCleary gives off to Coyer. Coyer drives into the lane. The ball's in the court. It's on the floor now and it goes out of bounds. And it's Pisgah's ball. Boy, it was a fight for that loose ball. Bodies clinging to everybody.
A lot of hustle going on in there, Chuck.
South Rowland fighting for their playoff life in this game. Down by six. Pisgah leading 44-36. They have the basketball. Stolen away by Harden from the Pixie. Here comes Harden. Crossover dribble. Drive. Puts up a shot. No good. And there was a whistle underneath. She got poked from behind by Emma Soros. That was a good call. Emma now has two personal fouls, 18 fouls. So Harden will go to the line to shoot two. Or excuse me, a one and one. No, she was shooting two.
Yeah, she's shooting two.
And she misses the first one. South Rowland, if they were proficient like Coyer was at the free throw line, that girl hasn't missed all
they
night.
They would probably be very much like up probably like five or
yeah.
so.
Shot up and good by Harden, made one of two.
You got a ball game.
Pressure applied now to give it to the Pixie and then thrown away, but Emma Soros gets it. Gives it off to Norris. There's a three ball coming by Woods. Good! Laney Woods is on fire! A three-point dagger from the right wing, and it's 47 to 37. Give that girl the basketball. Feed her the rock. 6:21 now left to go in this game. Ball poked away by Laney Woods. Then stolen stolen away by Carter Gibson, then given off to Matty Webb. Woods now has it. Shot up, there's a whistle, and they're going to get a blocking foul called on what it looks to be on McCrary, and then Lady Woods will go to the line to shoot two. Oh, my.
We were down, what, 31-20?
Oh, my. I just don't know. This is outstanding. First free throw up and good by Lainey Woods. .29 right now for Lainey Woods. Shot up, misses the second one, and Lainey ties up the ball, and they're going to get, oh, the possession arrow favors the Raiders. But Lainey come back in with 29 points, Coach.
Nice.
I'm telling you.
She's hot.
She's still got 6'10 left to go in this game. Got to feed her the rock. When you got a stroker like that outside, you got to feed her the rock. 48-37 Piskun now, 6:07 to go in the game. Coyer with the basketball, drives and pushes the ball hard towards the lane, then backs it off and gives it to Harden. Harden dumps it down to McCleary, McCleary over to Coyer. Coyer puts up a shot off the rim, no good. Emma Soros gets the rebound, battles for it, gets it out, and there's a fight for the rebound, and Harden comes up with it. Coyer now has the basketball, and it's stolen away by Lainey Woods. Woods coming out of trouble, and then it's a battle for it, and Soros comes up with it as it was poked away by Lainey Woods. Bounce pass underneath to Maddie Webb. Webb puts up a shot, off the glass, and good. And there's a timeout, and Piska's got a timeout to reset things with 5:31 left to go here in this game. The score 50-37. We're going to take a timeout, a Canton Insurance timeout, for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. 50-37, Piska.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great-grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Well, Coach, we've seen comebacks before.
Yep.
This is a resilient Black Bears basketball team.
Yep.
Down by 12 in the early stages of the third quarter. Now with 5:31 left, they're up 50-37, and they're going to hold that. You think he might spread it out and make him foul you?
Yeah, I think Coach Howie just wants to, you know, obviously settle down a little bit right here. We got a nice little cushion. Let's just be smart.
Shot put up by Harden, no good. Rebounded by Soros and out to Carter Gibson. Gibson tried to get the basketball back, and Coyer comes back and gives it to Downs. They stole the ball away. Shot put up by Downs. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Carter Gibson. Falls to the ground, they're going to call traveling on. It looks like on McCrary. Nice hustle by the... No, that's Jay Lee Rollins, who came in from behind. I'll check that. That's another one. That's Camden Carlton, who did a fine job coming from behind, but then got knocked to the floor and got called for traveling. Gives it off to Matty Webb. Full court pressure. Webb dribbles out of trouble. Gives a long pass over to Carter Gibson. Gibson goes in, puts it off the glass, and good. It was a two-on-one. That's not fair. Carlton started looking at it like, I got Lainey Woods or take on Carter Gibson.
Yep.
52-37. Downs puts up a shot. It falls. 52-39 now. Mayanna Norris dribbles out of trouble. Gives it to Emma Soros. Soros gives it to Matty Webb. Webb now gives it off to the Mayanna Norris. Spreading it around, gives it to Matty Webb. Jumper off the glass. Battle for the rebound, and she last touched it. Went out of bounds, and so South Rowland will get the basketball back. 52-39. 4:29 left to go. Downs miraculously, Coach, playing no defense,
yeah,
is in this game for offensive purposes and has four fouls.
She's had four fouls 3 minutes to go, or 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Nice drive by Coyer. Knocked it off the glass and good. Here come the Black Bears on the fast break. Carter Gibson loses the basketball. We're going to have to settle this down and maybe slow it down.
Yeah.
Oh, the ball goes off her feet and rolls out of bounds, and it'll be Pisgah's basketball on their side of the court. Downs tried to spin a whirling dervish move, and it bounced off her foot and skipped. Just rolled out of bounds. Carter going out. In comes Gertie Creason. South Rowan coming out. Full court pressure. 4 minutes to go. Coach, look at that clock.
Yes,
4 minutes. We're going to win this game. Our lucky charm. Down to Maddie Webb. Webb spins and gets out of trouble. Gets it down on the blocks to Mayanna. Mayanna goes in. Ball kicks back out to Laney Woods. Woods goes in, puts up a shot. Gets her own rebound. And they're going to get Downs, maybe?
I think it's on three.
Downs are going to see, and it is on
three.
Oh, come on. Kira McCleary was there. Didn't put the hack on her. But she got called for the foul, and it'll be Laney Woods at the free throw line. She just knocked down the first one, and that's her 30th point.
30-point club, welcome.
30 points for Laney Woods.
See, that won't be the last time we hear that.
Huh? No, only a freshman. A diaper dandy, as Dickie Vitale would tell you. Shot in, out, no good. Battle for it, and Laney gets it, rolls it out, and gives it to Harden. Here comes Downs with the basketball. Tried to save it and threw it right to a South Rowland player. Shot up by Downs is good. And Downs is calling for a foul, and nobody's calling it. Laney Woods goes in, puts up a free throw, and good! 55-43, lead pushed back up to 12. 3:24 left to go. Harden now with the basketball.
Great job out there by May getting the ball at the court. And Maddie Webb with it still out for Laney, just have a wide open layup, Chuck.
Stolen away by Mayanna Norris. Norris on a breakaway. Decides to pull it back. Numbers didn't favor the Black Bears. Over to Laney Woods. Woods, crossover dribble. Spins. Puts up a shot off the glass. Oh, can't get it to fall. Down the court to come. Browns with the basketball. Tried to use the same move as Laney Woods used. Now she puts up an NBA three off the front of the rim. No good. Emma Soros gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Maddie Webb. And Webb's going to hold it right there as they're going to force them to foul. Webb now brings the basketball up top. Throws it into the corner. Three ball coming by Woods. Good!
That's on fire, Chuck. 35.
35 points for Laney Woods.
That a girl.
A three-point dagger from the corner.
Nice block.
Downs now puts up a shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot. No good. Creason gets knocked to the floor from behind. No foul. Shot up, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Emma Soros, and it was. Yeah.
It was
58-43, 2:14 left to go in the game. Laney Woods is scoping that 40-point club. Only a freshman. Harden's first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. In comes Caroline Paris and Carter Gibson. Out goes Laney Woods and Emma Sorrell. There is a timeout. We're going to take a timeout for a financial checkup with Rob Gebgen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC, 58-43, Pisgah.
The tradition.
The Blue Devils have scaled basketball's tallest mountain for the fifth time.
The passion.
Three-point basketball.
This is Duke basketball.
Hope Duke's got good insurance on the roof.
Two-hand, two-hand, stolen away by Kanar. Four, three, sends off.
Look away fast. Got blocked. Foul. And a basket count.
Follow the Blue Devils all season long on your home for Duke basketball. The Blue Devil IMG Sports Network.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Just talking off the air during this timeout is Coach Hannah. Brought up a very valid point is that when Downs got her fourth foul, they had a 6 or 8 point lead. We're checking that. We do know it was, I think it was 8. And then Arnett went out with an 8-point lead. And Downs had got a fourth with six. And they have suddenly just lost because neither one is down. Arnett is out as the second free throw is made. And here comes the Pixie drop, pushing the ball up. Goes in, puts up a shot. Hey. Good. Gets it enough over the glass, and it's 62-44. Excuse me, it's 60-44. Shot put up, no good. Battle for the rebound. South Rowan comes up with it. Piskin now with a 16-point lead, 1:53 to go. Down puts up a shot. There's a whistle, and she got fouled on her drive to the basket. 60-44, Piskin. 1:51 left to go in the game. 10 fouls on the Black Bears, 9 on South Rowan. First free throw by Downs, no good. I'm telling you, you can foul her all day. You can stop her from getting two because she'll make one of two or miss both of them. She just struggles from the free throw line. That's the darnest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is.
But she's got a silky shot from the outside. Next free throw's down. Makes one of two, 60-45. Webb gets it into Mayanna. They're going to get a whistle, and that is Coyer who's fouled out now. That's Coyer's fifth personal foul. Coyer now is fouled out. And right now, everybody that whistle blows all go to the line to shoot two, no matter what, because both teams have put their opponent in double bonus situation, 10 team fouls each. Fisker with a 60-45 lead. 1:50 left to go. Laney Woods fixing to come back into this ball game as the first free throw by Mayanna Norris misses. Now Woods back in. 35 points for the freshman. I wouldn't mind a little spread and give her the basketball because she's been hot from the free throw line too, Coach.
She has.
Shot up, misses. Battle for the rebound. Harden comes up with it. Almost poked away. Here comes Downs with it. Drives in. Kicks it back out. Three ball coming up. Way over top. The Pixie gets the rebound. Fakes one way. Comes out and dribbles out of trouble. Dirty Creason now with the basketball. Dumped over in the corner. Laney Woods goes in. Gives it off to Maddie Webb. Webb back out to the Pixie. She pushes it back out and they're going to spread it out now. Woods gives it off to Maddie. Threw it too hard. And then Woods steals it and there's a jump ball and Piskin would get the basketball. And then the fight for the basketball between Carlton and Laney Woods, she threw her down to the floor. Not with her hands, with holding the ball to let her take the ball down. So Piskin would get the basketball back. Caroline Paris inbounds to the Pixie. Norris now over into the corner to Gertie Creason. Gertie has it tipped away. Paris now gives it off to Gertie. Fakes it down underneath to Emily Smith. Emily trying to get a shot up. And there's a whistle and they're going to get a foul underneath. And Downs looks like she's going to get called. And that is Downs fourth. That's her fifth. Is that?
Hard. Update from Piedmont, 37-32 Piedmont with 3:44 left in the third quarter. So 37-32, we're down. Our boys are down with 3:44 left in the third.
Emily Smith misses the first free throw. Second free throw. Rims in and out. Downs gets the rebound. Harden with the last foul. She has four. Downs and Harden now still in the game. Downs puts up a three ball. No good. Emily Smith gets the rebound. Trying to get it out of trouble. Gets it to Gertie Creason. Long pass to Laney Woods off the glass and good. 37 points for Laney Woods. 62-45. 43 seconds to go. Subs coming in. Piska's going to go to the second round. Shot put up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Creason has it. Looking down the court, and there's a long, and they're going to get a whistle. A timeout. Yeah, a sub timeout, so we'll keep it right here. They're just going to take it enough to get substitutions in, and a standing ovation by this raucous home crowd here in the Bears' den is Piska leading 62-45 and 30 seconds on this clock, and Laney Woods finishes with 37 points as they take Laney out.
That's wonderful news. I mean, that's awesome. Most importantly, too, we got that win, 62-45 right now. So
during this timeout, it doesn't matter. It'll either be Culberson or Stateville here Thursday, 6 o'clock tip-off for round two of the state playoffs.
Tuscola boys and girls both got beat. We don't have scores on it, but we know they both lost.
Inbounding right now and lost was by Paige Griffith. She got it poked away, but she tried to fight for it and got out of the way. So now Griffith's going to play on downs. Gives it to Harden. Harden puts up a jumper off the glass too hard. Battle for the rebound comes with Chloe Paris. Gives it off to Griffith. Griffith puts up a shot, no good. And there goes Chloe Paris in there, just like her sister. Oh, my gosh, we got two enforcers out there. Chloe and Caroline. Oh, my gosh. Look out, the Paris girls are in on the court. 11 seconds to go, 62-45. Three ball down by Downs, no good. Rebounded by Vicky Smith, another freshman. Gets it down underneath, a long pass, a little too long over the head of Chloe Paris, and the ball with 0.2 seconds to go in this game. Just inbound it, it's going to be over with. And it is, as Downs and the South Rowland Raiders fall to our Pisgah Black Bears, 62-45 here in the Bears Den, and we advance to the second round. Thursday, we'll play either Culberson or Stateville. We'll find that out if we can, but right now we know that we're home Thursday here in the Bears Den for round two. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show and Coach Hannah's Crompton Automart and Service Center Player of the Game Award.
When you explore visitnc.com, you can find some amazing golf courses. Take your game to a higher level in the foothills or mountains. Play in a tranquil setting along our coast, or challenge yourself on premier courses in the Sand Hills and Piedmont. Visit nc.com. Start trading keystrokes for putting strokes. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Haywood County Project Lifesaver. It's a public safety program designed to protect and locate missing persons due to wandering. Over 1,000 people in Haywood County will wander from the safety of their home. With Project Lifesaver's radio transmitter bracelet, search and rescue times have been reduced from hours and days to a national average of less than 30 minutes. Call Deputy Mitchell Rathbone at 356-2882. Project Lifesaver is a cooperative effort between Haywood County Sheriff's Office and Haywood Community Connections.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Welcome back to the post-game show. It's time for the Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center Player of the Game Award. Crompton's Auto Mart aims to please with quality cars and competent service. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah Black Bear goes to Coach. It's all yours.
Well, you sit here and you're looking at the stats and everything. Maddie Webb had a double-double tonight. She had 14-11. That's huge. The two foundations, I guess, that this basketball team scoring wise has been built on is Maddie and Laney. So Maddie turned it on out there in the second half, and she poured it on and had a great game. But let's give it to Miss 37 points.
Career high.
37-8. And let me say this, Chuck. I mean, these girls, you're young, inexperienced in the playoff atmosphere other than Maddie, and way to battle back, way to come through. Coach Holloway called a couple of timeouts and was chewing some tail. You know, and that's sometimes what you got to have with you've got to find that intensity that we weren't really playing. It was like we were playing a little bit more timid. And then he got a hold of him pretty good, and you know, obviously not in a bad way, and he got that intensity cranked up, and it was a totally different ball game when we came out. It was like 3 minutes right after halftime, Chuck, if you remember that timeout, and he was very, very intense looking, and I'm sure it was something along the lines of we can start hitting softball or doing what else tomorrow, but Let's keep playing basketball. And the breakdown, Laney had 9 points in the first half, and she had 28 in the second. So we got a lot more attacking.
Wow.
Obviously, she got hot that three-point line, too.
Well, and Laney Woods, here's an important thing on the epic rant and tantrum of Coach Holloway, which I'm telling you, for him to do that on an open court, get him close in the huddle, and try to keep himself composed, I've never seen. He had, now that coaching sometimes, most of the time, is acting. This was, he was not happy with their play. He addressed it, and from that point on, they took over this basketball game. Yep. And Laney scored 28 points after that tantrum by Coach. And I think that was the key moment in the game, was Coach addressing his team. And I mean, it was epic.
You got to find out what makes them click, Chuck. And I mean, sometimes you have to light a little fire every now and again, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes it's a lot of times. Sometimes it's every day. Sometimes it's just every now and again. And, whenever they, you don't want it all the time, because they always know that you might just be putting on a front. But when you do it, you mean business, and that's how you want it to be, especially as a coach. Hey, well, we got a second. We want to thank our sponsors here. Pisgah Basketball is brought to you by Hometown Hardware, Ken Wilson Ford, Ken Insurance Services, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Mart Service Center, Champion Credit Union, and by Haywood EMC. Last little bit, end of the third quarter, our boys are down in Piedmont. We are down against Piedmont, 45 Piedmont, 37 Pisgah, into third. So get ready to start fourth. We won't have that update, obviously, for you guys. But.
Right. Well, we'll be back on the air Thursday, as these Pisgah Black Bears may be the only team, unfortunately, to advance to the second round from any team out of Haywood County. And we'll be here on the air at 5:50 here on AM 920 WPTL, or you can listen online streaming on www.wptlradio.net. And you can, if you can't get here to the Bears Den, and we'll go from there. We'll either play Culberson or Statesville. And that will be the finale of it, is number 10 Culberson or number 26 Statesville will come here to the Bears Den to play our Pisgah Black Bears. It's a final, 62-45, and until Thursday, when we're back on the air, folks, keep reaching for the rim.